Yes, I want to talk to you, Chad, even though today didn't go very well. But was it a body issue or a bike problem for not starting the last main?
Yeah, body. Unfortunately, okay. Body.
You went down off the start, second main in that rhythm?
Yeah. Man, it was friggin' just the same as Seattle. Just instead of a right-hand turn, it was a left-hand turn. So Seattle was my fault. So, and obviously I was way more beat up. But it's always easy to kind of be like, oh, yeah, that was stupid, you know? You know, I paid the ultimate price, you know, leaving in an ambulance. But this one was just, it was kind of a racing move, really, to be honest. Like, I watched it on the video, and even in the moment, I didn't know that I could have done anything better or worse or anyone around me. It just kind of, the outside was coming from right to left and the inside left to right. So, and then I was perfectly in the middle. We had Freezy and Hill on the outside, and then I was in the middle and Mookie on the inside. So I just, yeah, unfortunately found myself in the wrong place at the wrong time. And Mookie tagged me, you know, like we collided. And I think he just had momentum on his side. He was, you know, like I was kind of coming from a little bit more like going straight, where he was coming inside out. And that momentum just like offset me, and then I pretty much was all I could do to, you know, regather it up. And right as I was regathering it up, Bam Bam got me. So and the video, it's a terrible angle, it's from behind, and you can't really see like what happened. And it wasn't like it wasn't a huge like, oh, he hit me, but he somehow grabbed me and like literally ripped me off the bike and threw me out onto the flat. So yeah, really strange, to be honest. So like, kind of feeling pretty beat up, but thankful that it's not worse.
You came in, we were joking yesterday about your lack of prep for this one. You hadn't ridden a ton. So all in all, your starts were terrible, by the way. All in all, how'd you feel?
Yeah, starts are terrible, and it's definitely probably the biggest thing on my mind right now is to, how do we figure that out? I have some ideas, I think.
Six was really good over here.
What's that?
Six on his starts,
yeah,
for money.
I just walked away from finding out what he's doing clutch-wise.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think we need to make some changes with the clutch, and I think that'll give me a smoother feel. So,
did you feel that a little bit?
It was really aggressive, and I can't, like, I come from the old days of, like, you know, when there was no spring pressure, and, you know, Yamaha slips a lot, so that's kind of where I learned majority of my career there. So, and then I've always had to kind of, you know, have to go that direction, which is terrible for clutch wear and longevity. But
I've heard the grate is different over here than America.
That's kind of like
that must affect things too.
Yeah, like the beginning of the weekend I was kind of like, you know, like we had some internal issues that were going on a little bit, but the grate is really aggressive.
Okay, yeah.
So then it's kind of like, okay, the grate's whatever, maybe it's not ideal. But yeah, like giving it more thought, I think that I think we need to kind of you know, change it up a little bit, or at least try it. So I think all in all, it was, yeah, like you said, I didn't have the ideal prep time, but that's, I don't feel like that's an excuse. That's just facts, you know. Like that's just, you can't.
Good job, bro.
You can't sit here and kind of like wished, you know, like it was one way or another.
Yeah.
I'm a world Lamborghini champion, man.
Yeah, you are.
So,
yeah.
You know, you got to take the good with the bad. I mean, I've given up some moto time, but you know, achieve what I set out for myself in the summertime with the Lamborghini stuff. So, and I had a freaking awesome weekend.
Well, you've never been here at this arena, right?
No.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't you think we should be here for World Supercross?
Yeah, sure, why not? I mean, they want to do it. I think we're going to Saudi Arabia or something.
Sounds amazing, right?
Yeah. Count me out.
You'll be there. I just think that, like, an amazing stadium. You got French fans are always passionate. Like, when you come to venues like this and the dirt's good, it's kind of like when you have that combination, it's kind of like you wish that there really is bigger and better things for Supercross, and it would be awesome to see everybody here.
Yeah, it would be cool. It's definitely cool. The worst thing is the pits being next to the track, but other than that, it's fine. Fans seem to dig you being here. I was noticing the applause. I came by here, your pits. Fans were deep into it. Like, I think they were cool to see Chad Reed back again. Yeah. It's been, 12 years or something.
For sure. Yeah. So, obviously, it was a busy weekend, you know. Like, I had a lot of a good, solid flow, like always. I was probably the second most popular guy here.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to compete with the French in France.
Well, so. Maybe third. Maybe DV was number two.
Maybe DV. Yeah. Well, maybe I was four because Bale is here too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So, yeah, I made top five. I generally was really excited about, like, what we're taking away from here, to be honest with you. So, bike was good. I was a little nervous about the Eurofuel, but, you know, honestly, I think thing ran better.
Yeah, really? Yeah, and Jason was saying it felt, his bike didn't feel the same with the Eurofuel, whatever they were using. So, we've had some fun at this race over the years. You've had a lot of fun at this race over the years. So, it's iconic. It's, you know, the jewel of the off-season stuff. I tweeted today, I first saw you here in 01. I was working for Nick. You took down Jeremy. Then he walked all across the pits to come talk to you, and we were all watching.
And, he climbed the what do you call them, like the bicycle fence things?
Those things. Yeah, the grates. And we were all watching it, and we're like
literally the whole American pit and the Euros, and it was just like, here comes my hero that's literally so pissed off at me, and he's ready to go rip my head off. And I just looked at him. Whatever he said, I was just like, yes, I'm sorry.
I mean, honestly, I remember I was standing in the mechanics area. He was holding you up. You were going forward. And I think you were just like, I can't deal with this guy. He's got to go down. And we were like, who is this guy? And that, to me, that's the first thing I think of when I think of Chad Reed.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, my perspective is, like, obviously I was trying to go forward. I definitely went in there for an aggressive, you know, block pass. And Jeremy, you know, I think he was so used to no one really being that aggressive with him.
No. He's a king, bro.
You know, like, maybe I'm the first. Well, maybe Ricky before me, but then I was, like, the second coming of that, somebody who was willing to go in there and make a pass.
Yep.
And so, like, everybody had, I think, a long time had just kind of, oh, it's Jeremy, and try to figure a way around.
Yeah.
Or not even the fact that he was never really had people on him.
Yeah.
And he just turned down, and I didn't expect him to turn down like he did. And, I cleaned his ass out. So it was scary.
You're like, who the fuck is this Aussie guy? What does he think he's doing? Like, fuck him. He took down a king.
Yeah, it was... That was one thing, and then 2 weeks later when I finally, you know, I flew straight from here to the U.S., and then we're at the Yamaha track, and I was out, I remember there was like a rhythm on the track, and it needed some shovel work, and I grabbed a shovel and was helping him, and basically, you know, here I am, a 19-year-old kid, and I'm like, hey, man, like, I'm so sorry, and we've been tied ever since.
Of course, yeah.
So, It was definitely, I remember even Skip came over at that point, and it was kind of like Skip was like the mediator, and we weren't blowing up, but it was
Oscar,
like,
was there?
No, this is pre-Oscar. This is YOT.
Oh, yeah. The Yamaha track. Yeah. No, but Oscar was at Bercy with you.
Oscar was at Bercy. Yes. So, man, a lot's happened since, you know, since.
And you're still here.
Way back then, and we're still here, and who knows, you know, maybe it's my last, maybe it's not. I genuinely love these events, and I would like to, maybe if I pull back and I don't race full time, but it would be fun to do some of this, you know, like, it's like, that's the one thing that my goal is, to not become fully just like where I go away, you know, like, I do enjoy racing a dirt bike, and I do enjoy working out and, like, challenging yourself, and that's generally something that I would like to try to, you know, hold on to.
Right. Well, yeah, two more races for you, New Zealand and Australia coming up. So, yeah, and then we'll see, right?
Yeah, New Zealand next weekend. So it's going to be interesting. I feel pretty beat up right now, and I'm a little bit nervous because I landed pretty hard, and I have a feeling that I might have got one of my ribs again.
Yeah.
So
moved on you, yeah.
Ribs don't feel good. So anyway, we'll rest up. I got 20-something hours of flying tomorrow, and Yeah. In my opinion, like, this is always, like, the highest, most prestigious race, and it's even higher now with this venue.
Yep.
But Australia and New Zealand have equaled that, in my opinion. Yep. You know, like, I think that the off-season races, like, I think that this race in Australia and New Zealand is way more important to me than Monster Cup.
Yep.
Monster Cup's not really a supercross. Where these guys, like, I feel like all the things I learned and felt this weekend are fully relatable to what you're going to feel at Anaheim.
It was a deep field. It was competitive. It was guys going at it.
No,
I'm going to write this when I write about this race. It's one of the better Paris/Bercy's I've been to.
Yeah, and like the pace was high.
Yep.
You know, I felt like the track was probably the gnarliest in the qualifying practice yesterday morning.
Yep.
Whoops were really tough. And in those conditions, like, I generally felt pretty competitive. I think I was like less than a second off of the top, and I was fourth overall. So I think that, yeah, like, you got to look for the positives,
yeah, for sure,
when there's not a lot on paper. So I just think that, yeah, it was a good experience for me.
What's the percent we see you on the line at A1?
Percentage. I would like to say I'm confident that I'll be there.
It's not a percent, though.
I don't know.
Confidence.
Yeah, like,
92%, like, in honor of AC?
No. I'm going to, yeah, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to say
36% in honor of JT?
Should I just go 22%?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think it's 50-50.
Okay, right.
I really do think at this point it can go either way. I feel good with the people that I've got around me and the people that are working for me. I think everybody at Mountain Motorsports generally are excited to try to figure something out. So, you know, Ryan and Justin are working really, really hard, and I do have confidence in them. So if it doesn't happen, it won't be for a lack of trying. I'll say 50-50. And you're asking me about Anaheim, which Anaheim's easy to make it, right?
True, yeah. So, I guess I meant more the series, right? Yeah.
I think the series is a genuine 50-50.
Right.
Anaheim is, I don't have a question.
Yeah, because that's your 250 start, right? You told me, yeah.
It'll be start number 250. And if you're going to do start number 250, why not do it in Anaheim?
Yep.
So
yep.
I think that, yeah, I think no matter what, I'll be at Anaheim.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Thanks, bud.